Hello, my name is Chris Howarth. I live in a little place called Whitby, North Yorkshire in England. I'm over here working, demonstrating my mystic gifts while I'm here. Thank you.
Chris, you were in the séance tonight and your dad came through.
He did, yes. He did.
Obviously, the question that people listening to this will ask, how do you know it was your dad and that you don't know that it was your imagination?
It was not my imagination, purely and simply because my father, the way that he spoke and he asked where David was, which is very, very evidential because David is my brother, the only brother I've got, he then said to me that he's going to help me with certain issues back home, which I'd already spoke of, I've got to say. But my dad, the way his mannerisms and the way that his hand came to, and I knew it was Dad's hand, because Dad had these hands, I can't explain, but I knew it was my father's hand that materialised in front of me, lifted it out of the young lady's hand, because we're all holding hands, picked me up in the air, and he shook my hand in a way that he shook it 4 years ago when he materialised at a séance at York, in Yorkshire, through the mediumship of David Thompson there.
And you said your father has come through to you before?
Oh, absolutely. He came through the mediumship of Stuart Alexander at Cobra Hill, which is a venue in England again. And he came through David Thompson, fully materialised that day, and walked up to me right across the floor, patted me, held my hand, patted me on the head. He asked where my brother David was that day. He walked over to my brother David. He was sat on the second row. A medium called Maggie Carrington felt my dad lean right over and grab my brother David and do exactly the same to my brother David. He was a big snooker player. He materialised his snooker cue, which hit the floor. And my mother, in the cabinet, said something quite profound that day, what nobody knows about to this day, that a month earlier I'd sit with Stuart Alexander in his home circle in Hull, and she said nearly the exact same words that she said that night. She said, "Is that my two lovely boys there? Them two lovely boys who told us about this wonderful place? You two lads are going to go far, and I love you so much." She said the exact same words to me through a different medium a month earlier.
And were you conscious that David was on the other side of the room? That
absolutely. Well, David was, as you know, was very instrumental in saying to me, "Please, Chris, come across and check I'm in the straps, check my cardigan, check where I am." And even at one point when he levitated past me, as you know, he asked me to check him. I didn't then want to do it because I didn't want to disturb any of the energy that might cause him come crashing to the floor, because his voice was up near the roof, as you know. But yes, he was securely in that chair. Sam, who was next to me, we were holding hands. She felt nothing. She felt the edge of the chair, I think, touch her knee, but nothing came out of the chair. It was just, I must have been a good 3-4 foot back from the chair.
And you were convinced, you heard David's voice up near the ceiling?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And the way that the Honest Jack was swirling around and laughing, he was totally conscious. I heard him again with William count from 1 to 10 in unison, which proves that the direct voice is there. And incredible stuff, absolutely incredible stuff.